Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And now we remember Boston cardiologist Dr. Thomas Graybois, who was known not only for his love of medicine, but for the intimate attention he paid to his patients.
You're made a doctor and you're born a doctor. Tom was born a doctor.
That is former colleague Dr. Bernard Lowndes speaking in 2008 about Dr. Thomas Graybois, the world-renowned cardiologist who died in his Chestnut Hill home earlier this month after a long illness. The 70-year-old Graybois had not been seen in public for some time, as he was fighting Parkinson's disease and dementia. His struggle was the focus of a book he wrote titled Life in the Balance, a physician's memoir of life, love, and loss with Parkinson's disease and dementia. We thought we'd remember this remarkable man by playing for you part of an interview we did with Dr. Graybois and his wife Victoria in 2008 to discuss his book and candidly talk about his illness.
I can no longer see patients. That's been a very tough pill to swallow, but I'm adjusting to it.
What was the most difficult thing about becoming a patient as opposed to being a doctor?
Loss of control. I'm desperately need to effect control.
When you say loss of control, do you mean loss of control?
Loss of control in my body. I can't trust my body anymore. Everything requires effort and infantilization that occurs. You know, my life is at the mercy of God knows what it's the mercy of. But I don't leave this yet, okay? Because I had it right up here. Just be
You're
patient.
You're at the mercy of?
Any rogue who chooses to provoke me.
Don't make yourself out to be a total invalid, because then they're going to
no.
worry.
Oh, I know what it is. I know what it is. Don't feel sorry for us, because there are positives, and that's. I wanted to make sure that was clear. Vicky said it the other night to me. She says, "I don't want people feeling sorry for me. I don't want people feeling sorry for us." No, this is what's been dealted. This is the deck.
I'm almost breathlessly taken back at how calm you both are discussing this.
We're calm because we're living it, and there's not much. We've kind of accepted what it is. There's not a lot you can do in terms to change the diagnosis, and who knows how long Tom is going to be cognitively functioning. We don't know, but he certainly is doing everything he can. It's hope.
The patients and individuals have written me letters. Energize me. Everyone has a story, and the stories have a certain commonality to it, such as sadness and love are the two adjectives that have emerged as I look through the letters.
What's the takeaway message today for people on the other end of the radio?
My take-home message would be that there is hope, there is optimism, you don't need to despair. We're all dealing with the unknowns of the these realities, but you're surrounded by many people who are concerned and who love me.
Nationally renowned Boston cardiologist Dr. Thomas Graybois and his wife, Victoria Tenney Baker, speaking with us in 2008 about his battle with Parkinson's disease and dementia. Dr. Graybois died earlier this month in his Chestnut Hill home.